L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the United Stand. Manchester United go out of the FA Cup on penalties to Fulham. And I've got to say, there is a lot to say, but I had to take a couple of minutes out before I went live because I think I would have exploded on the wrong angle here. I am very unhappy about how we've lost that game, and I will discuss those points. Player ratings, of course, but overarchingly, I mustn't be distracted, and that's why I needed a couple of minutes out, because I'm absolutely fuming about why we are out. But this club is so close to being finished, it's scary. Like, it goes beyond losing a game on penalties to Fulham. The club is broken. It is demolished. It is destroyed. It is miles off. It is horrifying. It is heartbreaking. We just simply aren't good enough. And we're not going to be good enough. And we're not going to get any better because we are absolutely dreadful. People talk about systems. People talk about formations. But that's not responsible for footballers doing the basics. And too many of our players can't do the basics. They don't play the right pass. They shoot instead of crossing. They don't know how to hit a ball properly. They just smack a ball, hopefully, anywhere. There is no discipline. There is no respect. There is no talent in that team to the level that is required. And whilst I'm absolutely gutted that we are out of the FA Cup in such limp circumstances, the reality is Fulham are a good footballing side. And as much as I'm angry, it would be totally and utterly disrespectful to Fulham to say that they didn't deserve to win the game on a penalty shootout. Because a penalty shootout is a lottery. And we put ourselves in a lottery at Old Trafford. And Fulham have got every right to celebrate and be over the moon that they've gone to Old Trafford and won on penalties and they're into an FA Cup quarterfinal. So I say applause to Fulham. Well done to Fulham, a well-run football club that's better run than Manchester United, and you are there. And I said it before, we knocked Arsenal out on penalties. How many more penalty shootouts are we going to scam? If it's a penalty shootout that you're moaning about, I agree. And I don't understand certain picks in that penalty shootout. But the bottom line is, we had 2 hours at Old Trafford and we didn't do enough to win the game. And I think there are a multitude of reasons for that. I think when you look at the bench, it's shameful that he's bringing on teenagers because that's all he's got. And I thought Heaven and Martin Obi did well, but they are teenagers because that is the squad that is inflicted on Ruben Amorim. Casemiro, Eriksen, we're still using them when they weren't really good enough at the end of last season, and they're still here now under a different manager. The team's just not good enough. It's not good enough. And I said it at the end of the game before penalties, we're not getting through on good performances. We're not winning games on good performances. We're winning them on battling performances. And for me, De Ligt was man of the match because he battled and he had a good performance. But in an attacking sense, I felt in extra time we should have won the game. But we didn't do enough to win the game because every time we had an attack, it was always the wrong pass or the, you know, pass instead of shoot. We just don't have the discipline or the technicality in the final third. It was exciting at times, but there was even a point towards the end where Mazraoui wins the ball fantastically well. Obi Martin's pointing, knock it ahead of me into the box. And he turns the other way. And you're like, it just happens so many times. And I'm not saying that Mazraoui had a bad game or Xerxes or Bruno or anybody else, or Garnacho or anybody else, but they don't play the right pass at the right time, and other teams do. And these players need accountability or replacing or competition for places, and Amorim just doesn't have that. He can't take Garnacho off in extra time if he doesn't play the pass because he's got nothing on the bench. He can't take Xerxes off if he's tired and he's not playing the right pass because he's got nothing else on the bench. And that takes me back to where the real issue are. 450 people have been sacked in 6 months. Charities have been cut. Ticket prices are going up. This football club is on its arse because Ineos bailed out the worst thing that's ever happened to our football club in its history in an ownership sense. The Glazers are the worst things to get hold of Man United, and they're still here. And this football club is on its fucking arse. And I know there's protests next Sunday, but maybe there needs to be more than protests because this season is basically over. And this is what I want to talk about before we do player ratings and go back to the game. I can't shift away from what I said and what I have said. If we don't get European football, I think we're staring at oblivion. You cannot dispute what I'm about to say. The world knows we're desperate. In the transfer market in the summer, everybody is going to try and add money on and everyone's going to try and take money off what they want to buy. They know we're desperate to sell and desperate to buy. And Man United are happy for that to be out there publicly. In no way, shape or form does that make us in a position to be able to negotiate with anybody. We are desperate. Financially, we are desperate. That makes us weak. That makes us really, really weak because we are financially screwed anyway. We now can't win the FA Cup. We can't play in the Europa League next year. We won't get up the league table and there is no other pathway into the Europa League because if we win the Europa League, you're in the Champions League. So it's Champions League or bust for Manchester United. It's Europa League or bust. That is it. There is no rescue by finishing in the top seven in the league and there is no FA Cup like what Ten Hag got last year. We have no chance of doing anything domestically now. We are absolutely done. So it's Europa League or nothing. Now, do you think we're good enough to win the Europa League? I said we would win it in January. I suppose I have to stick by that. What's the point in a prediction if you're going to change it? But that's it. There is no room for error across 2, 4, 6. Seven games. There is no room for error at all. Have you watched us recently? So if we don't win the Europa League and we don't get in the Champions League, Man United have got no European football next year. That is tens of millions of pounds of lost revenue. Tens of millions of pounds. We may even have sponsors that don't pay us as much because we're not in Europe. So we are in big, big trouble. And whatever this Ineos plan is, it's failing spectacularly on virtually every level. This is terrifying. And that was always going to be the problem. We don't deserve to win the FA Cup. We don't deserve to win the Europa League at the moment. But what we're staring at is oblivion. And that is terrifying. It really, really is. On the game itself today, I'll go through the individual player ratings. But I know what I said at the end of the watch along. And I'm trying just to be calm here. And I'm going to read some of your comments out. But yes, I've seen Victor Lindelof take a penalty before. But answer me this. You have Bruno Fernandes, Dalot, Casemiro, Lindelof and Xerxes as your penalty shootout takers. Where is people like Garnacho and Obi? I don't care if they miss. I don't care if they miss. Xerxes and Lindelof missed. But they are technically gifted attackers who know how to strike a ball. And Lindelof's penalty was absolutely shit. And I don't care if he scored penalties before. He's been injured for most of the season and was pretty shit when he played the game today. I don't get why, I'll take one, is taking one. And I'm still going to stand by that. I know I was angry at the end of the shootout. And a penalty shootout is a lottery. But I don't get why we played for 2 hours. We get into a penalty shootout and we're basically sending players up to hit the ball hard. Like, I want a bit of technique. Look, Bruno's penalty was technique. Dalot's penalty was technique. Casemiro smashed it. Lindelof smashed it. Like, we've got technical players. We've got technical players out there. And if Amorim's gone with experience, it's on the manager. If young players don't fancy it, that's a shame. But I don't think that that penalty selection was good. I think that was inevitable. Casemiro smashed it. Lindelof smashed it. And look, Onana's not very good at penalties as well, but I don't blame Onana for it. But it's a penalty shootout. I'm not going to judge the game on a penalty shootout. As I say, congratulations to Fulham. I was disappointed with the selections for penalties, but Lindelof might have scored it. They might have missed it. It's a bloody lottery. But why are we in a lottery? Why when you get a home draw in the FA Cup are you going to penalties? Because we weren't good enough to win the game. We weren't good enough. Penalties was the right outcome and we lost the lottery. The reality is the team is not good enough. And we're all angry. We're all frustrated. And I would urge you to do this. Instead of getting angry at individual players or the manager or anything like that, look at what's happening to the overall football club. It's never been this bad. Nobody can sit here tonight in the comments and tell me it's never been this bad. The team is done, says Stig. This football club has never been in a situation like this. And we've been in some right holes over the last decade. This has never been as bad. You think about Van Gaal when he got sacked and Mourinho came in, there's a few hundred million. You think about when Mourinho got sacked and Ollie came in, there's a few hundred million. When Ollie got sacked and Ten Hag came in, there's a few hundred million. Amorim's here, no money, no European football, a shower of shit squad that's completely and utterly unsuitable for how he wants to play. Some really talented young players, but not enough experience to help them. The squad is imbalanced everywhere you look. You've got people in their mid-20s that aren't at the level they should be. You've got teenagers who need people to nurture them and they don't have the experience. This team is an absolute shambles. And we've got a manager in charge who is also learning on the job with a team that doesn't suit the system he plays. We literally have made a fuck up of this club under Ineos. They have made a catalogue of errors that they've somehow taken a football club that was sinking under the Glazers and have put jets on it to make it sink faster. Like, I didn't think it was possible for anybody to... I actually remember when Ineos came in and I said, I expect the next 2 years to be good because there are so many open goals you can't miss. There are so many things that could be done. They can't miss their open goals. And they've missed. They've actually missed them. I can't believe they looked at a manager like Ruben Amorim who plays a system we've never played at this football club and we have never played a 3-4-3. We have never played with three centre-backs at any period in our history. We've done it sporadically, one game here, two games there, but it's not part of our identity at all. And Ineos have gone, let's get a guy in for the first time ever who plays three centre-backs and let's get him to do it with a team that can't do it. I don't have a problem with the appointments of Amorim. I like Amorim. I will back Amorim the same way I back Ten Hag. I like Amorim. I was excited by Amorim. But...
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Was he the right pick at that time for this football club if they were going to do what they've done? No. When we bought him, I'm sure we all... When we brought Amorim in, I'm sure every one of you thought the same as me. We're clearly going to spend a lot of money. We're clearly going to change this system. And we didn't. We didn't. We've literally gone and got this Michelin star chef with an identity... and then not giving him the ingredients to cook it. And that's why we are. And that's the people in charge of this football club who are just obsessed with a regeneration project. Oh, regeneration project with the government. That's all they're bothered about. Building a big stadium. Have you seen how many empty seats there were at Ipswich game? Have you seen how many empty seats there were at Fulham? Look, I'm sure there was still over 70,000 there, but we never have that many empty seats. And it was sporadic and maybe only 1,000 people weren't there. But that's not normal. That is not normal. People are starting to wake up to what's going on here. We are literally being manipulated and treated like shit so that they can survive and make money out of it. This football club not being in Europe and finishing in the bottom half of the table is scandalous. It's absolutely scandalous. And yet we're sat here staring into that, hoping that we can do something in Europe. And I don't see how. There is no width in that team. There is no speed in that team. There is no confidence in that team. There is no identity to that team. It is a bunch of players running around not knowing what the other player is going to do. How many times, like even an extra time when Xerxes gets it and he turns that way and Bruno's like, we're here, we're on the other side. You're telling me on the pitch they're not shouting at him. We're on this side. Nobody knows where anybody is. That's why they all take so many touches. Look at the goal. If I'm Ruben Amorim, look at the goal, right? All game, Dalot gets the ball on the left-hand side because Fulham don't care about him. They're like, let him have the ball. Ball goes out to Dalot. First time cross, we score a goal. But they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. Right, let's do the player ratings. BMP says, I spent 120 minutes in that ground, clapping mediocrity, time for protest, time for change, rest in peace, says BMP. Look, we're going to do player ratings. We're going to talk about the game. If you joined a little bit late, I'm a little bit late because I needed a few minutes. I was going to lose my shit about the penalty takers, about loads of things. And then I took a deep breath and I went, hold on. There's a bigger picture here. This club's on its arse. It's actually dying. It's dying. Are we going to moan about a penalty shootout loss? Or are we going to talk about why we're in this position? 450 people sacked. You know, charities being money cut to. Ticket price rises. The club in the worst position it's ever been in. It's embarrassing where we are. And it goes bigger than an FA Cup game. At the end of the day, I said in the preview that Fulham were favourites and they've knocked us out. Why should I be surprised? The club's on its arse. We've employed a guy and given him nothing. We've got players that clearly aren't good enough still being used. Like, the club is a shit show and the owners are sat there and they don't know what they're doing. That's the chant. They don't know what they're doing. The club is a fucking mess. If anybody out there is under any, you know, doubt as to how bad things are at the football club, I genuinely think it's about to get worse. So if there is any action out there to try and make change at the football club, the time is bloody now, because I can't see this getting better. If we were looking to sell players to buy in January, what the fuck are we going to do in the summer? We're about to have a £50 million hole in our budget because we're not in Europe. Fact, we're going to be 50 million quid down. We're still going to have to pay all the interest on the debts. We're still going to have to still pay all the money we owe on transfers. Where are we magicking up a budget for Amorim when we're going to be tens of millions of pounds down? We're financially fucked and we're about to screw ourselves even more. If we don't win this Europa League, we're done. And are we going to win the Europa League? I'm not so sure. I think it's very, very, very concerning. Let me just get rid of that. Mark every player out of 10, 6 being the average. Links in the video description for the player ratings. Get on with that. I'm about to start in a minute. But let me just catch up on some of your comments. How on earth could we win the Europa League if we can't even get past Fulham, says Dave King. Fulham are a good team, Dave. I mean, Fulham might beat Sociedad. Like, let's not disrespect Fulham. I think that's the dangerous thing. Fulham are a good team. We did quite a good job against Fulham. We didn't lose. We did quite a good job on Fulham. We defended quite well against Fulham. Fulham are a good side. It wasn't a shocking performance, but we were at our very limit. And creativity, it's not there. We had enough of the ball to win that game. But in the final third, we're shocking. We're so bad in the final third. Defensively, okay. Final third, shambolic. For the amount of ball we had, we didn't create enough chances. I guarantee you and the rest of the United stand can't get a game called off with your reach. You can ununite the fan base and orchestrate the downfall of Glenios's Lidl on quality. Sir Alex was Man United when he left the club. Aspirations went with it, says Shotgun Justice. And Honor is liking that photo. I'm still getting 200k, says Joey. I hope we lose horribly to Sociedad. We shouldn't be in the Champions League, says the Ruby. We made Shirley Bassey look world-class, says Freaky. Don't let a penalty miss from a Xerxes take away from his performance. He was good today, says Eben. That Anana smile in the ratings picture must annoy fans, says Joey. Glinny are secretly rubbing their hands at this. They'll use no Europe for more cuts, says Ardo. Old Trafford to the ground, says Carlos. Lindelof and Xerxes, absolute disgrace. Shocking, says Daniel. Stupid people are Xerxes out. Xerxes and Glazers out, says John. Obi isn't ready. He was barely pressing with the ball. He was half decent, but without the ball, he was useless, says Jamie. So angry, mate, says Brandon. Everything went wrong from player performance to penalty-taking choices. Watching United is like having a roll around with your missus, then your mum walks in, says Acker. Glad Fulham weren't, but United just weren't lucky enough. I think the future is bright. Don't drop your heads too much. Go again, says JK. Why do we not close down opposition players, says Moses. There is no quick fix. We've tried that enough, says Anthony. Edward Stevens, welcome to members of the club. It's Man United by name only, says James MUFC. I'd love to know Garnacho's goals per shot, says Robert McCormack. And Onana slows down the build-up of the game. He pulled off some really good saves, but he has to go, says Eric, says PJ. Thank you very much. I'll be honest, that was on Amrin and his choices, says Jahid. Well, I've caught up on your super chats there. Whom are you blaming today? Rasmus, players do not have feeling what is mean by United player, manager, owner, players. Everyone is disappointing, says Moe. I'm not blaming individual players and I'm not blaming the manager. The club is on its arse. Fulham played well. We played well. It was we were both very similar and it went to penalties and we lost. I'm furious. I'm distressed. I'm upset. But you can choose to get muddy in the puddle or you can look at why it's raining. And yeah, I understand everybody who's screaming and shouting in the puddle, but the rain is from Ineos and the Glazers. And that's where I'm looking because this is not actually surprising when you calm down. If you do what I did and just walk outside for 3 minutes and just take some deep breaths and calm down, is it a surprise that we lost this game? Lottery of a penalty shootout against a team that was probably better than us. I think the club is a disgrace. And I think I know who's responsible for that. And like Stephen says, who are we going to be linked to tomorrow? Osimhen, Gyökeres. There'll be something out there, won't there? Qatar might have been the answer either, but at least they would have cared about being the best team. Ineos saved the Glazers, but screwed us, says Ross McRae. It's getting really painful, says Trader. Only positive tonight was De Ligt, who looks like and plays like Bjorn Ironside. Bruno was good, and the showings from Obi and Heaven as well, says Kyle. The problem with Obi and Heaven is that they're years off. They're the same as Garnacho and Mainoo. They're not going to be complete for years. And if you haven't got experienced players to nurture them, they're not going to save us because they're years off. When we had the class of 92, we already had Schmeichel, Keane, Bruce, Irwin, Cantona, Ince, people like that. We haven't got any of those players. So yeah, these young players look really exciting, but they're not going to be ready for years and years and years. And they won't reach their potential if they don't have experienced players to develop them as well. So it's worrying. Weekend getaway says, imagine a club like United only have 7 players on the bench, mostly youth. Spot on, Mark. Ineos are worse. I don't know why people will blame the manager. Thank you very much. Charity cuts redundancy to people, but Onana is smiling, says Joey. Okay, let's do these player ratings.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I just need to refresh mine and then we're good to go. Okay, player ratings from me. Let's see what you did. I think, in fairness, I'd give Onana a 6, 5.4. Look, some of these might be low because we've lost the game. So just bear that in mind. Losing on penalties isn't that deep. However, if we lose on Thursday, that'll be disgrace, as Goldio. I think the disgrace is where we are as a football club. As you say, Fulham have got 9 substitutes. We've got 7. Look at Fulham's bench. Look at ours. Where was the investment in the new manager? I think this is a big point, Goldio, actually. Look at the bench today. 7 players, mostly kids. Look at the bench against Spurs, mostly kids. Look at Fulham's bench. Look at Brighton's bench. Look at the depth of squad they've got. Now we've got a few injuries, I admit, but we have no bench. And they brought a new manager in and they've given him no players. It's disgusting. They're expecting miracles. They're asking a guy with a different system to work miracles with players that have already failed. They're literally asking him to polish a turd and they're not giving him anything. It's disgusting. Our bench today completely and utterly symbolises what the problem is. We couldn't even fill a bench. And then we've got kids on the bench. They've got no attacking options. Like, it's disgusting. And that's on the ownership. And what do? They publicly plead poverty. We've got no money. Why rescue the Glazers if you had no fucking money? Where was your due diligence? Is this just a cash grab? Oh, we'll be able to do a deal with the government and make a load of money out of Old Trafford. Because if that's all it is, why are we even bothering? There should be huge protests. There should be merchandise boycotts. Games should be getting called off. Because all I see at the moment is Sir Jim Radcliffe rescuing the worst thing that's happened to our club in an ownership sense, sitting on a project that's going to take 10 years, that's going to make him money. If we're literally a cash grab and that's what it looks like, what are we waiting for? It can't get any worse on the pitch. Tell me what their plan is to make us a better football team. All I see is bailing the Glazers out with government connections to get regeneration around Old Trafford, which makes them a shitload of money in the next 10 years. But on the pitch, we're a fucking mess. And if it's a cash grab, what are we waiting for? Because I don't see anything other than a cash grab. All they're interested in is that regeneration project. That's all it is. I can't see anything that they're doing. If they really were here about the team and Amorim, there would have been money brought in January. You could have done stuff in January. Oh, there's no money. Well, where's the money in the summer then? Where's the money in the summer that you didn't have in January? Where is it coming from? Anyway, player ratings, I'd give him a 6. He made some good saves. Obviously, on penalties, he never looked like saving one, but he made some good saves today. My man of the match, De Ligt, I'd give him a 7. I thought he was fantastic today. 7.2. I do. I think he was fantastic today. He gets ridiculous criticism from the media, which is disgusting. And I heard somebody in the chat in the watch along said De Ligt was fantastic today. It's his best game ever. I don't actually think it is. I think he's had, I thought Arsenal in the cup, he was brilliant. I think he's had a few games like that. They just get overlooked. But he was brilliant today. Absolute rock, my man of the match. Maguire, I thought was, I think Maguire was probably a 6.5 for me. I don't think Maguire did anything wrong either. I mean, nowhere near the goal that we conceded. Defended well, obviously very tired at the end of 90 minutes. I'd give Harry a 6.5 and I'd also give Yoro a 6.5. I think he was doing all right. I don't know why he came off, really. I mean, not that it was a problem, but I thought he did okay. I think he's playing in a position that's new to him. I think he's going to get better and better, but it's the same with Yoro as it is with Heaven and Obi and any other young player. Where is the experience to nurture these players? I think we're gonna struggle, really. Mazraoui, 6 for me. I thought it was an average performance from Mazraoui. I worry about him a little bit because we were getting 7s and now we're getting a few more 6s. And is this the whole, you start off well and then you get dragged down? But I thought it was an average performance from Mazraoui today. I actually thought Ugarte played well in the first half, but then he sort of at fault for the goal, as was Mazraoui, and he got a yellow card, so I'd have to give him a 6. But I thought he was okay. But 6. Bruno, I'm probably gonna give him a 7. Yeah, I will give him a 7. I thought the goal was very good. His energy levels are incredible. It was chaos football, and I think that sometimes suits Bruno where there isn't any positional discipline because everybody's just all over the place, and his energy in that sort of a game really helps him stand out. I don't think it was coincidence that the goal was in his best position, right on the edge of the penalty box for a good cutback. I'm interested on Bruno, actually, as to whether this 8 experience is going to work. I think Amorim's intention is to play him as a number 8, and I still think he's better as a 10. I'm not so sure about the 8. I think he'll get run off too quick, but I think we need to get on board with that. I think we are going to see him playing as an 8 more, but no, I think he'd be a contender for man of the match. No, but not good enough to take it off De Ligt for me. De Ligt, Bad first half, but grew into the game. I'll give him a 6. Yeah, penalty was good. Assist was good. There's enough to give him a 5.5, but I'm going to give him a 6 because he did get the assist and he did take a good penalty. And you can't ever question his energy levels. But God, does he take too many touches on a cross. And yeah, he's nowhere near the player he was before Amorim, which is weird because Amorim really trusts him. Xerxes, I would definitely give him a 6. I don't agree with anything below that. I think that, yes, he gave the ball away a few times, but he played 2 hours of football. And I don't blame him on the penalty. People miss penalties. Ronaldo misses penalties. It wasn't a very good one, but I'm not going to criticise the lad for missing a penalty. And I think there's nobody else that we can use at the moment. So he's blameless. I thought he did. I don't think he was a problem today at all. I actually thought he did okay. And there was good bits and there was bad bits, but I don't have a problem with the lad and he shouldn't be feeling down about it. Eriksen, probably a 6 for me. I think he had to go off because of legs, but yeah, probably a 6. Yeah, average 6. Rasmus, yeah, it was below average. It was a 5. I mean, look, 4, whatever. I think I gave him 4 last time. So, I mean, it was poor. Look, I have to be consistent. You've got to be fair. It was a poor performance. It was poor. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of some positives. I think it was a poor performance. Yeah, I'm trying to think of some positives or some constructive feedback. I think Bassi and Anderson bullied him. They were there to most of the balls. And it was a poor performance, yeah. I don't know what to say. Other than, you know, I still live in hope that things can change. But because he will be playing minutes on Thursday. And hopefully, you know, I remember the player last season, which is not there now. And I think it's sad how the development has died this season, but we're going to have to be pragmatic and hope that we can get some improvement because there is no way that Obi is going to play at 17, 90 minutes every week. And Xerxes is definitely not a striker. So we're going to have to rotate. Lindelof, 5. I thought he was crap when he came on. I don't think he played very well in the game anyway. And yeah, I'm just going to mark him on his performance. The penalty is irrelevant. Like, if he scores the penalty, everyone's saying well done. But I don't really understand why he was taking a penalty. I don't really see the point in having attackers and then not using them on penalties. But it's a bit old school for me. I think football's very technical now. And unless Lindelof always puts the ball in the top corner and it's unstoppable, I would always go Garnacho, Obi over them because they're actually technically gifted players. So I don't really know why Lindelof took one, but it doesn't really matter because penalties are a lottery. I thought he was crap in the game. I thought he was scarily like off the pace. Heaven, I was quite pleased with him. I know he only played half an hour, but I'd probably give him a 6.5, 6 from you. Yeah, I think for a first performance in a difficult circumstance, I thought he did well. I was happy with Heaven, and you know, we shouldn't underestimate that at all. So I thought he did well, and hopefully we'll see more of him because I think it's a big thing to have a player coming in and playing at centre back like that, left footed as well. Casemiro, 6. Some good bits, some bad bits, typical Casemiro, but brought a bit of stability when he came on and there were some good passes, there were some bad passes, but yeah, I'd give him a 6. Some saying 6.5, I'd give him a 6. Garnacho, 5.5 for me. Disappointed he didn't take a penalty, but I don't know why. But the reason I would mark him down is that I thought there was, again, two or three times where he should have passed and he had a shot. And I like Garnacho. You know I do. But this is a problem in this team, the indiscipline. And I just think we had enough. We're at Old Trafford. We're having a lot of attacks and they're breaking down because of the final ball. And I felt that he contributed to that. OB, I'll give him a 6.5. But, you know, I think that, as I said with Heaven, I think for a first proper run out, it's difficult when you're that age. And I'd love to have seen him take a penalty. If he'd have missed it, so bloody what? That club ain't going to bury you, mate. They would have lifted you up. I wish he'd took a penalty, but I understand probably why he didn't get picked. But overall, I think we've got to nurture our young players, and I think he did well. Amrim, I mean, it's a tough one. It's really tough with Amrim because I look at it and I go, there's not a lot of manoeuvrability. There's not a lot on the bench that you can do. He got Garnacho on quite quickly at the start of the half. And I mean, the bench was shit. I don't really know what else he's supposed to do. I'm just having a look at some of his comments. The goal is to win the Premier League. I don't know how long it was going to take, but this is Amrim quotes just coming in, by the way. The goal is to win the Premier League. I don't know how long it's going to take, but that's our goal. And no matter what, we continue forward. I don't know why we're talking about the bloody Premier League, mate. I mean, surely there's better quotes than that. Surely that's not it. Mate, we've just been knocked out of the FA Cup. The goal is to win the Premier League. I know we're losing games and trophies in the season, but the goal is to win the Premier League again. I don't know how long it's going to take, but it's our goal. Well, I mean, our goal should be to win the bloody Premier League every year. We're not winning the Premier League, mate. We're not winning the Premier League. You're not winning the Premier League. You're not equipped to win the Premier League. It's like going camping in the North Pole, which is infested with polar bears, and you've got a water pistol. You're not making it to the North Pole, mate. Like, they're not providing a situation for you to win the Premier League. I don't know why we're talking about the Premier League. We are getting worse, and I think things are going to get worse. We are Manchester United in name, not in anything else. But I don't think we'll win the Premier League in the next 10 years. I don't think you'll be here to win the Premier League, mate, because this media will sack you. This fan base will sack you. I don't want him to get sacked, but he won't win the Premier League. Where we are now, I'll love to be wrong, and you can be wrong. He ain't going to get the time to win the Premier League. He can't come out losing in the FA Cup and go, we want to win the Premier League. That won't do. Not going to happen. I'm trying to think what I'd give him as a player rating. In the circumstances with what he's got, I'll say this. I'm going to give him a 6, right? Because I don't really know what... I think criticism is all fine and well. But in the circumstances, I don't really know what else he's supposed to do. Like, I don't know what else he's supposed to do. Like, you saw when Delo puts the cross in first time, we score. And then there's 7 other times where he doesn't do it. You saw when Xerxes or Garnacho played the right pass, the move was good, but yet they don't always do it. And that's not me picking on Delo, Garnacho and Xerxes, by the way. The whole team is like that. When they play the right pass, there was a couple of times before at the end of 90 minutes, we had 2 good chances in a row. I think it was Garnacho and then maybe Delit, Obi Martin or something like that. So you can see how it can work and how they're being told to do it. They're just technically not capable of doing it consistently. And I think that if you give Amrim the right players, we'll be a much better team. But what is he supposed to do with the players that he actually has? That's the query for me. I don't know what... You can give him a 5, you can give him a 7, you can give him an 8, you can give him a 4, you can give him a 6. I give him a 6 because I don't actually know what more he can do. I'm not happy, but I don't know what more Amorim could do today. If somebody could say to me, well, yeah, you know, he should have put Bruno up front and then put... But I can't see what more he can do. I mean, the formation thing's a laugh. He made the right subs. He didn't leave anybody out that he shouldn't have done. You know, I can't see what more he can do today. I just think the club in general is terminal at the moment. Yeah. It wasn't a bad performance from us. The disgrace is the players that are taking a high wage, which could have helped win, sat at home watching TV. This is no retreat, no agenda. Call out people in this chat saying that was a decent performance from us. It was absolutely terrible as usual. It's Fulham, for God's sakes, it's Hollywood. I don't think it was a decent performance. I don't. I think if you're saying that's a decent performance going out in the FA Cup at home to Fulham after 120 minutes, that's not a decent performance. Like, your standards are in the fucking mud. It's not a decent performance. I don't know how you get a better performance out of what Amorim's got, but the standard is shit. Like, we should be winning games like that. We are expecting to be better than that. I don't think it's possible for us to be better than that, but I wouldn't call it a good performance. What's with all the Xerxes he hates, says Alex? I don't know. I don't get that. I don't agree with that. Should we be looking at Welbeck, says Jacob? Pratthurst has given Dilett an 8. Yeah, well, he will do, Andy, because he's a player. No Anthony to save us this year, says Keel Robinson. And it's like taking your car to a mechanic when the engine's split in half. No matter how many you take, in the end, you need a new engine, says Mozzo. They're looking to build a 100K-seater stadium. This for a team that could have no Europe and be struggling for mid-table by the time it's done, says Patrick. To be fair, the performance was not bad. We just couldn't take our chances because of lack of experience in the front, says Coro. I don't think the chances were good enough, mate. I don't think we had enough clear-cut chances. I think that Obi's chance that Leno saved was a great save. I don't really remember clear-cut chances enough for us to win it. OTG says, you said at the beginning it would be a difficult year and that he was going to need time. The owners didn't help. He does need time, mate. I just don't know whether he'll get it. Glazers will love this. Everyone pointing fingers at who has to go. Glazers be rubbing hands thinking, get the shovel out. What spin to feed them, says the monoxide poison. Mojo's a legend. He says, more transfer news coming out tomorrow. More new stadium plans coming out tomorrow. New merch range coming out next week. The end is near, says Mojo. Losing on penalties isn't that deep, says Goldie. We've done that one. Okay, they are over in the match reaction at Manchester. I would push you over there. Thanks everyone for watching. Smash a like and subscribe, of course. Thanks for all your player ratings. Oh, Dilett, man of the match, 70%. Very pleased about that. TV gave it to Bruno, which I think is just typical TV bollocks because he scored a goal. I think Dilett was fantastic today. I'm really devastated, I'll be honest. Like, that's... At least while we're in the FA Cup, there were two chances to be in Europe. We've got one now. And that worries me. It really worries me. And the thing is, if we got through the FA Cup, you'd hope that Maynou, Collier, Bienda would be back. It was about surviving and we didn't survive. But, you know, I can't say I'm surprised. What should we scam the chat with? Obi-Wan. Or leave Xerxes alone. Something like that. Take care, everyone. Back in the morning at 10 o'clock. Get over to the match reaction in Manchester. I'll speak to you in a bit.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.